What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Alcohol is Your Best Friend If You Wanna Get Laid. Normally, I don't like doing videos at night because they come out grainy. And they come out very grainy. But tonight, I just felt that I had to do this video because, as you guys may or may not know, if you're on the Muslim Copper channel, you probably don't know. I'm in San Cristobal, which is one of the cheapest cities in all of Mexico. And, No dinero. I have nothing. No dinero.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Buenas noches. I don't have anything. I'm gonna see if I have something for this guy. I feel sorry for him. He probably doesn't give a fuck, but I don't care. Uno momento, señor. Get rid of him. I'm paying to get rid of a guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Adios. I think I gave him the equivalent of a couple of cents or something. Not a bad dude. Plus, you know, you get a good deed. Why not, right? Anyways, let's see if I can get this light out of my damn face. You know what? Let me go see if I can sit on a different... Okay. I know there's a light behind me. See, this is why I don't like doing night videos, man. You have to compete with lights and shining behind you and shit like that. Alright, so... If you want to get laid, alcohol is your best friend. Now, as somebody who drove cab all over in LA, I can tell you that 90% of guys out there would never ever get their pee-pees touched if it wasn't for alcohol, okay? So, it's about midnight, it's a little bit after midnight, it's almost 1 o'clock. I was at a pub having my usual Heineken Zero. And I had really, really good, let me see if I can show it to you, okay? This is nachos with cheese. Now, apparently, guys, the nachos in Mexico along with the tacos are not the crap we have in America. It's a little bit different. Now, this, believe it or not, guys, this was for $5, you know, this cost me like 100 pesos, okay? For the equivalent of $5, I had a massive, massive size bowl of this food. And as you guys know, I'm a big guy. I eat a lot, right? I couldn't finish it, man. So I had to take this stuff home with me. This just goes to show you, man. For $5 here in Mexico, man, you know, you can go to a nice pub and eat like a king. And I told you the other day, man, I bought like fried chicken with French fries yesterday for about $8, man. So I'm telling you, man, in this city, you can live off of $6 if you want to cook your own food, buy your own food and cook it like I do. But if you want to like eat out at restaurants and pubs like that, you can do so pretty much for, you know, maybe $8-$9. You know, tomorrow when I go there, God will, and I'm going to order their burgers. I saw the burgers coming out from the kitchen. A lot of fries. The burgers looked good. So I'm going to let you know, man. But I'm telling you, man, San Cristobal, at night, that's when the party begins. The key here is finding a woman who's drunk enough. Now, here's the deal, guys. When I was coming out from the pub, okay, there was a beta male who was literally dragging a girl down the street. It was obvious she didn't want to go home with him, but she was under the influence, okay? So, a lot of guys out there, guys, the only way they can get laid is intoxicating a woman. That's the only way they'll ever get their peepees touched. You see, God in the Quran tells us that Satan's number one tool, okay, the number one tool Satan has in his arsenal to get us on his side is alcohol. Now, special shout out to Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV. A couple of months ago, he did a video about an article that states, it's official, women have become more alcoholics, way more than men now. You know, men used to be the alcoholics, now women are officially more of alcoholics than men are. And that's because, again, guys, as we come closer and closer to the Antichrist / Dajjal coming into this world, like Islam says, women will be the first to go out and meet him, and they'll meet him in groves. So alcohol is the number one way to get with a woman. Now, if you want to do harder drugs like cocaine, stuff like that, that also works. But most beta male simp soy boys, they don't go the hard drugs route, you know. Alcohol is fine. Now, I've seen this all over the world, guys. Whether I'm in small town USA, whether I'm in LA, even in Egypt, this actually happens, believe it or not. So, what I have seen, guys, okay, they're playing music in the background, as you guys can see. Hopefully, LoserTube doesn't strike down this video because of the music in the background. But the point I want to tell you guys here is that after seeing this all over the world, these beta males, these soy boys, these oofy doofy guys, if they have a twig and berries between their legs, they want pussy, guys. Do not let these oofy doofy guys out there, these beta males, these nice guys, do not let them give you the impression that he's more than happy just to be her gay boyfriend, okay? You see, what these beta males do is that they take out a woman and they're like, hey baby, let's go out and eat, we'll just be friends. They take a girl out, and what they do is that they buy her alcohol, you know, one glass after another, to the point where a woman gets so intoxicated that they literally can have their way with her, okay? So this is why women like to get with beta males, soy boys, and these oofy doofy types, because these guys are willing to simp for her. These guys are willing to be her texting buddy. They're willing to spend 4, 5, 6 hours a day with her, all with the hopes of getting her drunk enough just to have sex with them. Now, quite frankly, I find this to be quite predatory, but this is where we are in 2022, guys. See, this is what happens when women become Satanists. This is what See, the whole point of the patriarchy was to save women from becoming full Satanists. Today, the patriarchy is gone, and women have embraced Satanism 100%. This is why a lot of women out there, they're miserable. It's because they have a lot of regret sex. Listen, I never ever heard of a woman regretting to have sex with Mick Jagger, right? But they regret having sex with Harvey Weinstein, right? See, Me Too, they're going after Harvey Weinstein. They're not going after Mick Jagger, right? See, women regret having sex with undesirable men. Now, I told you guys about this Mexican chick I knew back in Cancun a couple of days ago who hung out with me at the pub because, you know, I spoke English and I was drinking Heineken Zero, which is non-alcoholic, by the way. And she told me that she stopped drinking alcohol because alcohol made her do a lot of stupid things that she regrets. This just goes to show you guys, with alcohol, you can pretty much have your way with a woman, even if she is an 8 or a 9. Well, you know, 8s and 9s and 10s, you know, those dime pieces, they get flown out to Dubai. That's another breed of woman that most average guys will never ever have access to. But for girls who are like 5, 6, and 7, if you are willing to be their dancing monkey, you're willing to invite them out to a club, or a bar or a pub, forget a nightclub because nightclubs, you know, are too loud. But if you are willing to invite a girl out to a pub or a bar, especially if it's a nice pub, and you are willing to buy her one glass of wine after another, you will have your way with her. And this is why a lot of women out there, they're just not happy. It's because they're having sex with all these undesirable guys, but also at the same time, they don't want to go after the alpha male, because the alpha male is going to be like, hey, either I'm sticking my dick in you, or that's it. What am I going to do? Am I going to sit around with the hopes that, you know, I might sleep with you? You know, I have other things to do. You know, I'm an alpha male. You know, I even if I'm not fucking other bitches, I got other stuff. I got work to do. The beta male, on the other hand, because, you know, usually beta males come from rich families where they're trust fund kids. You know, a lot of these hippies over here, they're all a bunch of young, rich kids. In a way, they're kind of yuppies. The guys are. They're kind of yuppies. You know, they're trust fund kids. They're out here, and they're able to take advantage of the expat woman by spending, again, 5-6 hours with her, taking her out, getting her drunk, shit like that. You know, somebody like me, I don't have 5-6 hours to waste time with a bitch. I'd rather be making videos for you guys. I'd rather be updating MGTOW TV or doing something productive. That's number one. Number two is that getting a woman drunk so she can sleep with you, that's predatory. And quite frankly, it's immoral. For example, you're not, when it comes to interest, aka usury, aka riba, you're not allowed to accept it. You're not allowed to offer it to other people. What the Jews do, see, in Judaism, you're not allowed to deal in interest. But you know what? The Jews have no problem putting goyim in debt through interest, okay? See, us Muslims, we're not supposed to, if it's haram for us, it's haram for you. So I can't, you know, I never drank alcohol. I'm 41 years old. I never drank alcohol. Do you think I'm going to go get some bitch and get her drunk so I can have my way with her? Absolutely not. But the beta male, the soy boy, the oofy doofy, hey man, these people, they have no problem getting a woman drunk, because like Jordan Peterson said, there's nothing more dangerous than a weak male, okay? So, you guys out there who have dignity, integrity, honor, morals even, you really can't compete with these weak, pathetic men who are willing to compromise their dignity, assuming they even have any to begin with. And at the same time, man, I mean, if I tell you guys, you know, if I tell you guys, hey guys, I got this girl like super drunk, and then I like drunk, then I dragged her to my Airbnb, what would you guys, how would you guys react if I tell you, hey man, I got this girl super duper drunk, she didn't want to come home with me, so I like dragged her into a taxi cab, took her into my Airbnb, had my way with her, and then, you know, I called a taxi and I threw her in the taxi, fucking passed out with cum going down her legs, okay? What would you guys say if I ever told you that, right? Well, guess what? That's how the oofy doofy, the beta male, the so-called nice guys operate, okay? Now, let me tell you something. I remember a couple of years ago, I was out in LA, walking around, and this hot Latina comes up to me, and she's like, hey, do you have alcohol at the house? I'm like, no. She's like, if you have alcohol, I'll come home with you. I'm like, no. See, this just goes to show you guys, women want alcohol. You know, this is one of the reasons why women keep on going out with these beta males, oofy doofy guys, because of alcohol. You know, once you go down that path of alcohol, because that's it, number one tool, you don't go back. You know, that Mexican girl who said she's no longer drinking alcohol because it does because she does a lot of stupid stuff that she regrets. Yeah, you stop drinking alcohol at the age of 40. How many men have had their way with you since you were fucking 15, 16, you know? For 25 years, guys had their way with you with alcohol, and now you're fucking 40. You want to be treated like a queen? It's like, sure. But the point I'm trying to tell you guys out here, man, is that alcohol is the number one way to get into a girl's pants. And again, I just don't have the time to sit with a woman, get her drunk. I definitely don't want to take advantage of a woman by getting her drunk. I mean, what am I gonna say to God on Judgment Day? Oh, sorry, God, alcohol is haram for me, but I gave it to this dirty sharmuta so I can get my pee-pee touched. I mean, that's not a good look for me on Judgment Day. So the point of this video here, guys, is that when you see, because I know a lot of you guys out there, you see women with oofy doofies, beta males, and soy boys, and oofy doofy looking guys, and you're like, how? Why? It makes no sense. It's because the guy is willing to be her dancing monkey, and then at the end of the night, he's willing to buy her alcohol until she sleeps with him. And to her, that's a major, major regret. This is why a lot of women out there, they hate themselves, they're on antidepressants, and they want to be treated like a queen. Because, you know, for a woman to, you know, have you ever heard of a woman regretting sleeping with an NBA player, a movie star? These women, you know, a woman who slept with an alpha male, movie star, celebrity, her entire life would revolve around that one night I had with such and such a male, right? But when it comes to the beta males, the oofy doofy guys, the soy boys, that's a regret. But women unfortunately cannot break that cycle because of their addiction to alcohol. And you guys out there need to understand something extremely, extremely important, okay? This is not gonna get any better. It's only gonna get worse and worse and worse until the Son of Mary comes and kills the Antichrist / Dajjal. Is that gonna be a year from now? Is it gonna be 5-10 years from now? We don't know. All we know is, guys, I don't care if you are in LA, New York, small town USA, San Cristobal, 8,000 feet up in the jungles of Mexico, I don't care where you are in the world. The number one way to get your pee-pee touched is through getting a woman drunk and taking advantage of her. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.